Stephanie Roble grew up in East Troy, Wisconsin, and feels like she was destined to be a sailor.
My dad was into sailing, and actually when I was born, he and my brother sailed around the lake with It's a Girl on the sail. And I joke with them that, you know, little did you know what you were manifesting for me in life.
That manifestation led her to falling in love with that very lake, Lake Beulah. It became her second home. Roble began sailing there at age 5.
And I started racing and just fell in love with competing. And I've always had this knack for wanting to work really hard towards goals. And so I just kept the competition going. And Lake Beulah Yacht Club and Lake Beulah Sailing School were really supportive of my goals, and just an amazing place to grow up sailing.
Roble eventually sailed on bigger lakes and then the ocean. She was placing in international races by the time she was in high school and was even named the 2014 Rolex Yachtswoman of the Year. And now she'll be sailing in Marseille during the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. This will be her second Olympic appearance with teammate Maggie Shea of Wilmette, Illinois. They've been friends since high school and competing together for 8 years.
Yeah, so our boat is a two-person boat. There's the skipper, which is me, and I drive the boat. And then there's Maggie, who's the crew. And she's really in charge of the speed of the boat. And you can say that she's kind of like the engine of the boat. And then she does all the like the pulling and all the hard work. And then I'm kind of like the computer on the boat. So I'm listening to her and driving the boat based on what she's telling me. And then I'm also looking around and scanning everything.
Roble compares sailing to playing chess on the water.
Our communication sounds a good bit like, okay, if this boat tacks, then we're going to do this. Or if we get a wind shift, we're going to do this. And so I'm thinking constantly one or two steps ahead and trying to relay that to Maggie. And then she's kind of setting up the sails and assessing our speed to kind of help make those plays happen.
Team Roble Shea will be racing on a 49er FX boat named Sophia.
There was a video posted recently by National Geographic of an orca attacking a great white shark, and they named that orca Sophia. So somehow that became our theme, but like, we think it's fun.
And the type of boat they compete on is considered physically demanding.
What's really cool about the boat itself is it's a very unstable platform. So when we're just going at a really slow speed, the boat is like very unbalanced and very wobbly. So you're kind of just always on your toes. Like my feet are sore after a day of sailing because of like having to like gecko grip the bottom of the boat. And then obviously we're hanging out over the side of the boat on the trapeze, and that takes a lot of core strength and like locking your muscles in.
Between mastering the boat and complete trust in her teammate, Roble says she feels really solid and confident heading into the Olympic Games. She's ready to face any conditions the elements throw at them.
Being on the water is such an amazing feeling to me. And I especially love, like, I get this like feeling of freedom when I'm on the water, and I'm so present in what I'm doing, and the teamwork dynamic is really fun. And I just love constantly learning about the sport. It's such a dynamic sport. There's always something to learn every day you hit the water. And I love that challenge.
Stephanie Roble is a 2-time Olympian who grew up in East Troy, Wisconsin. She's competing in sailing for Team USA on a 2-person 49er FX boat. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.